This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org's Daily Insight for Friday, June 15, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms 139, verse 6. It says there, "Such infinite knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high above me. I cannot reach it." End of quote. This is taken from Amplified Bible. In the book of Psalm 139, the author King David describes some of the amazing and wonderful attributes of the living Lord who is in heaven. He says the Lord searches us. As a result of the detailed search, he knows all about us. God knows what makes you sit down and get up. God understands our thoughts from far away. He knows all our ways and paths very well. The amazing thing is this, even before we speak a word, Lord knows it all. God's knowledge is so vast and detailed that he knows personally all about each one of us, our feelings, hurts, pain, sorrows, happiness, joy, worries, needs, anxieties, and all. He knows all about us. This shows the omniscience of God, which means that God knows all the details about each one of us. He also knows all the details of the whole creation and the universe as well. God is infinitely all-knowledgeable. This is a fearful and comforting thought for each one of us, isn't it? But it doesn't need to make you afraid. God knows our weak frame, and he is willing to help, save, and bless us if we are willing to go to him in prayer. Bible says in the book of Psalm 34:15, "The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help." End of quote. Secondly, this psalm says, where can we go from God's Spirit? Do you think you can run away from him? Not really. Wherever you go, God is there. If you go to the end of the earth, he is present there. If you go to the deepest part of the ocean, his presence is there. Even the darkness is not dark for him. This night, even the night, is as bright as day for the Lord. This shows the omnipresence of God. He is present all the place, every time. There is no place that we can hide from his presence. This is also a comforting and fearful thought for us, isn't it? But it doesn't need to make you afraid. Whenever and wherever you need help, you can call on him in prayer. Bible says in the book of Jeremiah 33, verses 2 to 3, "This is what the Lord says, he who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. And he says, call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." End of quote. Thirdly, Bible says here in Psalm 139, God made the parts inside of us. God is the one who put you together inside your mother. When we were in our mother's womb, Bible says God saw us. Our bonds were not hidden from him when we were progressively made in secret inside our mother's womb. Not only he knew us in detail when we were in our mother's womb, but also Bible says all the days of our life, each one of the days of our life, were already written down in his book, even before the first day on this earth. The first sentence in the first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." End of quote. This shows the omnipotence of God. God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. God challenges us by this question. "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?" End of quote. The answer is no, nothing is hard for him. This is also a comforting and fearful thought for us, isn't it? But you don't need to be afraid, because God's all-powerful attribute says he is the Savior who can help you. God is our Savior, our protector, deliverer, rescuer, and the one who can bless us beyond our wild imaginations. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this world and carried our sins and died in our place on that cross, they buried him in a tomb. by God's omnipotent and mighty power, He raised Jesus Christ from the dead and proved that He can save us from our sins and give us glorious resurrection bodies at the time of our death as well. That same incomparable great power will protect you, save you, and grant you eternal life if you call on Him in prayer now. My dearly beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me now. Father in heaven, I understand you know all about me. I know you are all present and all powerful. I believe you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, to this earth to save me from my sins and grant me eternal life. I accept Christ as my Savior now. Please have mercy on me and save me now. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and for the rest of your life, and may His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.